Today is Thursday, October 7th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by Third Love. Third Love creates high-quality underwear, sleep, and loungewear to celebrate your comfort when you need it most. Our first update this morning is on the debt ceiling negotiations. It appears that America's top turtle, Mitch McConnell, has potentially caved, as Senate Democrats and Republicans came close to a deal yesterday to suspend the debt ceiling until December. So while this doesn't quite solve the problem, it does postpone the issue for 2 months, which any regular procrastinator or plan rescheduler will tell you feels amazing right now and is going to suck in 2 months. However, the deal has not yet been finalized, including how much the debt limit would be raised for now. So I guess see you in December when we do this all again, except with Christmas trees. Yesterday, there was a school shooting at a high school in Arlington, Texas. The shooter is an 18-year-old student who initially fled the scene but later turned himself in and is now in custody. The incident left 4 people injured, 2 of whom were hospitalized, and the shooter will be charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So far this year in the United States, there have been 21 school shootings. And remember, most school has been remote. The World Health Organization has officially approved the first malaria vaccine. Malaria kills about 500,000 people a year, the vast majority of whom live in sub-Saharan Africa. The new vaccine is called Mosquirix, and this is especially exciting because this is not only the first malaria vaccine, but the first vaccine developed for any parasitic disease, which is much more complex than viruses or bacteria, according to scientists, not to me. So that's very exciting, but no one posts about this on Facebook. Next, we have some tea about popular phone provider AT&T and none other than the One America News Network, otherwise known as OAN, an extremely right-wing conspiracy network. Apparently, a special report from Reuters found that our beloved 5G provider poured tens of millions of dollars into OAN to the extent that 90% of the network's revenue came from a contract with AT&T-owned affiliates. And at one point, AT&T also reportedly offered to acquire a 5% equity stake in OAN. Between this and AT&T funding politicians who supported the Texas abortion law, I am switching to Verizon. Like, for real, I called them yesterday and I'm just waiting for my new SIM card. But speaking of that Texas abortion law, a federal judge issued an order last night that will temporarily block the state of Texas from enforcing the law. This decision was made after lawyers for Biden's Justice Department appeared in federal court last week to ask a judge to block the law, citing its clear violation of the Constitution. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Third Love. Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7, so right now they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/morningnow to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/morning for 20% off today. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.